President John Taumahere. Kia ora, John.
Kia ora, yeah. I'm so sorry, the leaders are involved in travel up to Oamaru for the second Huemutu.
Kei te pai, John. You'll more than do. John, today we saw a huge turnout. People have coined the phrase protest, but I didn't see protest. I saw a hikoi of hope and aspiration. What do you think the fundamental message was in terms of tens of thousands of Māori, Pākehā, Pacifica working people? What do you think the fundamental message to this government was, John?
Oh, look, you know, here's the thing. We now are starting to liberate and believe in ourselves, right? Mm. We don't have to get on bended knee to a minister of the crown, which is the way we had been taught, you know, like animals, that we had to get to be a cabinet minister and we had to be this and had to be that and had to be more Pākehā, had to understand that we had to give up who we were and what we were, all that nonsense, right? So today, in little hamlets and villages up and down the country, whether it was in Kawakawa, Ahipara, where they had turnouts, or Potiki, when you get over 450 people in a Potiki, that's like getting 20,000 people in Tāmaki, right? Mm. So when you look at Kawira, when you look at Whakatāne, when you look at Rotorua, when you look at Hawera, and you name all them, the activation is now a movement, and it's an organised movement. And it's all about us as Māori people standing up and saying, you know what, we don't need you, you need us. Mm.
And kaupapa Māori organised by Te Pāti Māori, but a lot of support from Tangata Tiriti, Pacifica working people. Is that part of your core strategy to build a broad basis in allyship?
Yeah, look, here's the thing. My father made me a member of the Labourers' Union when I was eight. So he signed my eight brothers, myself up, and my three sisters. So they were deeply embedded in activism for poor working conditions. And that's what the promise of Labour was. Labour has lost its activism. The unions have lost their heart and their soul. The only group that is leading activism properly in this country, where we say the 2% of those that control 50% of our wealth must be taxed. They must be, but they went and bought this government. So what we say is, we're not going to be bought, but we're going to make it a fairer and more just society, and poor people should not be punished because they're impoverished. They should be lifted up. So to answer your question, there's only one activist party available on the spectrum at the moment, and it's Pāti Māori, and therefore our Pacific Island brothers and sisters want to join. Some unions are now considering affiliating to Te Pāti Māori as opposed to the Labour Party.
Wow.
And we saw movement towards that, didn't we, JT, at the last election? And I think that, there were a lot of things reported on, but things lost in the weeds. You know, we saw a fairly decent number of people in Manurewa vote for Te Pāti Māori. The difference between... JT didn't even run an election campaign. I think got 1,000 votes in Te Aratu. So we saw that sort of strategy and that bringing together of almost a class consciousness at the last election. JT, do you think this is merely an extension of that?
Māori should not be afraid to stand in huge Pākehā constituencies. Like I had a go at the mayoralty.
Yep.
In Auckland, got 90,000 votes. Mm. 90,000. So that wasn't a bad run to try and break a glass ceiling to allow a brown man to actually believe that they could actually change the face of the largest city in the country, right? And one day my son or my grandson or yours will break that glass ceiling. It's just a matter of somebody has to start the dream, and then our people believe in themselves. That's all it needs.
Kia ora, John. Bomber here. When Willie Jackson was in power, he was able to get $3.9 billion in extra funding specifically for Māori over the 6 years. There is not one extra cent for Māori in this budget. In fact, 90 million less. What Māori champions are in this current government ensuring Māori needs are being heard and met?
Well, look, I don't want to bag Willie and the team, but look, it doesn't matter what government, Māori Party has put up a scorecard going back 12 years that will be posted for you to read in the next wee while about government budgets. It didn't matter whether it's Labour, it doesn't matter whether it's National, we get, for every dollar voted to a Māori, 98 cents goes to a Pākehā to spend for me. So it didn't matter what was voted to us, what matters is who's deploying it. So just to say it's $700 million for Māori housing, but basically that doesn't go to Māori, it goes to Pākehā to spend for us, right?
Mm.
So what we have to understand is, no, that's going to stop.
Mm.
And it's going to be to Māori, by Māori, for Māori. And I'm sick and tired of Pākehā putting hands in my pocket, spending my money, failing me, and blaming me. So that's the so let's not play around with numbers. The true numbers are what dollars are voted to Māori, by Māori, for Māori to be deployed in our own design processes, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our own mana motuhake. And that's the key. So this budget, like Willie's budget, and don't get me wrong, Willie's trying hard within a very difficult environment to try and do things, right? And they did as best as they could in a broken system that is designed to actually keep us at the bottom of the land of our ancestors. So what we've got to do is just start to decouple from playing their game and playing their rules, because they're predetermined rules that keep us subservient.
So today we saw mass mobilisation of Māori. The Te Pāti Māori leadership have talked about an alternative form of parliament. What's the next steps in terms of organising that and continuing the mass mobilisation we've seen today?
Well, when Pākehā constructs select committees to investigate us, inquire into us, do away with painful 35 years of slow winds around our constitutional rights and entitlements, where we consented to them to come here as partners, not to steal everything, but as partners to actually share. So what we're now witnessing is, rather than them allowing them to victimise us, demonise us, criticise us, attack our language, attack all those things, we need to just decouple and just say, no, we're having a conversation about what does an Aotearoa Hau look like? Let's have a construct and a discussion without them in the tent or in the parliament. So what Te Pāti Māori is saying is, no, we're going to have, well, they're talking about us, denying us rights, putting us down. We're going to have our own conversation. And we don't need to participate in negativity. We just need to say, no, we are people full of hope. We're people full of potential. And that potential can only be realised if we're mokopuna centred.
So I think
that'll work for us. And so we're going to have that conversation. It doesn't mean to say Te Pāti Māori determines the conversation.
Sure.
It means the wānanga, we wānanga amongst our people.
What do you say, John, when David Seymour, for example, over the last 48 hours has described comments from the Māori Party politicians as racist? What do you say to him?
Well, the problem he's got is that Māori are not racist. Racism was introduced by white folk that landed here on the Endeavour. Racism was brought to this country by people that used to identify the worthiness or otherwise, and the price or otherwise, of people on the colour of their skin. Māori didn't introduce racism here. Okay, his Pākehā whakapapa did. now that's point one. Point two, I'm not a race-based party. I'm an Indigenous rights-based party.
Mm.
I consented to his Pākehā relations coming here and sharing this country. I did not consent to them to steal everything. So what you'd say to Mr. Seymour is he's deeply misinformed on the way in which this constitution works and this country works. Mm. And he's working for people. He's working for the wealthy who pay him, and I get that. But I don't. But I don't buy. I don't buy it. Nor should you.
But JT, here's another construct. Like, you know, we've seen him and even our good friend, well, former probably good friend Shane Jones and Winston Peters, trying to whip up this culture war. But when I was walking down Queen Street today, I saw a whole lot of cross-community support. I think our country's moved on, by and large, JT, and perhaps it's the last fight of the dinosaurs in terms of creating this culture war.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. Well, look, here's the thing. They're extraordinarily wealthy men that can pay and pull huge, huge things, right? And if you've got huge resourcing and can pay to move people around, as they don't, you've got to contend with that. But what's going to happen is that a new generation of people in Aotearoa are rising. Now, your kids, Shane,
yes,
your kids, my kids, and more particularly my mokopunas, they've got a different view of the world. They don't see Māori language as a bad language. They see it as part of their culture.
Part of being who they are,
right? I'll give you an example. My boy, he went on his OE, Hauraki, and there were 119 Kiwi kids there disembarking from Auckland Airport to go to London and then be sewn into a whole bunch of other different schools as schoolmasters, what have you. And guess what? Out of that 119 kids, six were Māori. They got up, they waiata, and they haka. Right? And that is who they were representing, and that is how they were defining themselves through Māori tanga. See, Pākehātanga has no culture. You know, you ask an Englishman, a Canadian, an Australian, and New Zealand white fellow, what is your culture? They'll struggle.
But the reality, it's the only identifier that Aotearoa New Zealand has, really. Eh? Hey, JT, big hui tomorrow, Kahanunu is hosting it, the second of the iwi forums. What are you hoping to get out of it, or what do you think we will get out of it tomorrow?
Oh, no, well, we've... As you know, Te Pāti Māori's going there with a predetermined outcome, and we're going to have we want our own constitutional discussion amongst ourselves, while Seymour and his mates talk about trying to destroy the treaty. So rather than engage in that nonsense, right, we want to have a positive, hope-fueled, forward-thinking, mokopuna-centred conversation about what their future is going to look like and what our future is going to look like. And not have any white noise in the room. No static in the room. It'll be a lovely day. And then what'll happen is that you've got to have, when you have these huiamutu, there must be an action plan after all that energy is deployed. So, for instance, today, at all the huis, we said to everybody, hey, don't leave here today with your hopes up high. Go home and register with the party and help build it and build a movement. And be part of the movement and help direct it and be part of it. So look, I'll give you an example. 146,000 people in the last 6 hours have gone on the Waipareta website to look at our Kākoi video. No, you don't. That is a phenomenal turnaround on one little Māori video, on one little Māori group's website on Facebook.
Kia ora.